Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. As always, we begin our time together with Naturally Seven and Let It Be.
Lord, I pray for this day we've come together, that our hearts and our minds reflect you.
I applaud you for taking the next 45 minutes or so out of your busy Sunday to consciously join hearts and minds across the airwaves as we choose to come into communion with the ground of being, the source of all that is God in us as us. And so we continue with our series, The 12 Things God Cannot Do. And number 7, God cannot sin. You know, here on the Sunday Soul, we do not take sin to be the traditional definition of things that we do that is wrong, that makes us, or we should be ashamed of, and all of the nonsense that traditional religion likes to heap upon humans in order to control them. You have to remember that organized religion, like any kind of bureaucracy that wants to control the people, they seek to exert power. The best way to exert power over people is to have them fearful, to have them scared. And so in the early days, the church would make sure that the people obeyed them and paid attention, would call them sinners and worms of the dust who, because of their sin, could go to hell where they would be eternity in flames, yada, yada, yada. Not even going to go there. The point is that when you truly understand what the word sin means, and always here on the Sunday Soul, we like to look deeper. Sin simply means missing the mark, falling short of that divine perfection that is the spirit within us, always seeking to express its attributes, those attributes including love and intelligence and wisdom and all the other qualities of God that you well know. It's missing the mark in falling short of the divine law, the law that we've looked into and gone into detail previously. This law of being. You see, our teacher and Wesho had demonstrated, when we talk about Jesus, we talk about him who was without sin, meaning him who was unblemished and didn't make the same mistakes as we humans. We humans make over and over. In the Old Testament, the word sin is kata, meaning to fail or to miss the goal. That goal that it's referring to is that we are made in the image and likeness of God. That each and every one of us, no exceptions, we are all sacred beings who are here on this earth to represent the Creator. To sin is to fall short and fail to see God in yourself and see God in others. And sin, when translated from the Hebrew word of kata to the Greek word, it's hamartia. The most basic meaning of sin isn't religious at all. It just means to fail or miss the goal. So when we think about sinning, we've missed the mark, we've missed the goal, we've failed to remember our divine perfection. We have failed to remember that all that we are is expressions of the divine, the sacred, the holy of holy God. That we ourselves, as well as each other, is worthy of the respect, that knowing that they too are expressions of the divine, that we should give. So, my sacred text that I want to share with you is from Romans 7, 14 to 25. We know that the law is spiritual, but I am unspiritual, sold as a slave to sin. I do not understand what I do, for what I want to do, I do not do. But what I hate, I do. And if I do what I do not want to do, I agree that the law is good, as it is. It is no longer I myself who do it, but it is the sin living in me. For I know what is good itself does not dwell in me. That is, in my sinful nature. For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. For I do not do the good I want to do, but the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing. Now, if I do what I do not want to do, it is no longer I who do it, but it is the sin living in me that does it. Whilst that was a bit of a mouthful to share, the Apostle Paul was speaking that we are slaves to sin, that the sin lives in us and that we do what we don't want to do because we have forgotten our true identity. We have forgotten that we are all that God is, infinite intelligence, infinite life, infinite wisdom. We forget those aspects and allow our egoic nature to direct us, to keep us making the mistakes and failing in the goals. I reflected on Jesus reminding various people throughout his ministry to go and sin no more. If you recall, the man that was paralyzed but couldn't get to Jesus and his friends lifted off the roof and lowered him down. Jesus healed, and as he healed, he said, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Simply reminding him to stay in the consciousness of who he is and who he belongs to. To have that consciousness of health and wholeness and awareness that he is here to express the divine nature. Again, he encounters a man that has been lying by the pool of Bethesda for 38 years And the man complains that every time the angel comes down to trouble the water, he's unable to get in it because he has no one to help him. And again, Jesus says to him, see, you are well again. Stop sinning, or something worse may happen to you. This man was constantly looking outside of himself to find the help that he needed when the help was right where he was, because God was right where he was. Making excuses. And even as Jesus approached him and said to him, do you want to be healed? He couldn't even have the consciousness to be able to say, yes, I want to be healed. Instead, he rattled off his complaints about how he had no one to help him, and everybody got in the pool before he was able to. When Jesus is saying, make sure you don't sin so that nothing else may happen to you, something worse may befall you, he was reminding him to get back in alignment with the conscious awareness that he was one with the infinite, one with the divine, made in the image and likeness of health, wholeness, and perfection. And then again, the woman who was convicted of adultery, Jesus was asked about what they should do, because you know, as always, they were trying to trick him. And he simply wrote in the sand, let any one of you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her. We know that he remained silent, and when he looked up, they had all gone. And he asked the woman, where are your accusers? And she said, there's no one. And then he says to her, as there was no one there to accuse you, make sure you go and sin. Don't sin again. Don't make the poor mistake of bad judgment with your actions and what you do. You see, every time Jesus reminded each and every one of them not to sin, he was inviting them not to fall short, not to fail in their expressing of the divine. I caught myself this week needing to remind myself of those words, not to sin. On Tuesday, I was going away for a few days to a spa break with a friend. And as I stepped out my front door with the bag that I was going to, had all my bits in, and my other hand had my spectacle case and my cap, I tripped and fell. Because my hands were full, I had nothing to break the fall and landed badly on the concrete. I didn't stop to contemplate that I had actually sinned. I had missed the mark. I had failed to be conscious of what I was doing. I looked around to see why and how, and it was because some of the mud had flown off the flower pots and was on the driveway, which is what I slipped on. Not even remembering to hold this in consciousness, I had someone over for lunch and I was putting the glasses away, not more than 10 feet, instead of going and making two trips to put one set of glasses in one cupboard and another set of glasses in another cupboard, I took both hands with glasses in. And as I stacked one set of glasses, they fell back out on me. And they were heavy and chunky, and the glass went into my wrist and cut me and smashed everywhere. As I stopped the bleeding and swept up the glass, it occurred to me that I was somehow missing the mark. I had failed to recognize something. I pondered on this because as much as I try not to drop into that level of consciousness which says, oh, you know, bad things come in threes, I was determined not to attract to myself a third thing. And as I reflected on this, it occurred to me I had failed to utilize the wisdom, the intelligence, the awareness of to do things patiently, slowly, consciously. As I sat in prayer, still mulling it over last night, it occurred to me that I needed to be aware that at all times I should have one hand free in order to either protect myself or just be available. Each time I had caused myself emotional, physical harm, simply because I was impatient, simply because I had chose to sin, fail to miss the mark, fail to do what I should have done and do it in a sensible and proper manner. It is something that we are all guilty of. We do not utilize the divine consciousness in our everyday actions. We may think we're connected to the source of all that is, but when we have these silly experiences, for want of a better description, it's a reminder, as Jesus said, to go and sin no more. To go and stop making these foolish mistakes. Richard Rohr said, and I love that quote that I shared yesterday, sin happens whenever we refuse to keep growing. When we stop remembering the law of our being, when we stop embracing and realizing and aligning with the source of all that is, it's to our detriment. My story that I want to share today says, one day a saint was saying in the discourse, if you want to get rid of sins that you have committed, then you should pledge to atone for the sins you have committed in the past and not commit any sin in the future. When the discourse was completed, everyone left except for one person. The man hesitantly went near the saint and asked, Guruji, I'm curious about one thing, can I ask? Sure, the saint replied. Then the man asked, how can one get rid of sins by atoning? Listening to this, the saint asked him to come the next day. Next day, when the man came to the saint took him to the riverbank, where there was a pit filled with water which was rotting and stinking and insects crawling in it. The saint pointed towards the pit and asked the man, do you see this water? Tell me, why is it rotting and stinking? The man replied, Guruji, it is rotting and stinking because water has stopped at one place, and due to the stoppage of the flow of water, it has become stagnant. And the saint said, sins are like this rotten water. When they accumulate, they bring pain to the person. But if it rains, then the rainwater will wash away the rotten water from the pit and fill it with clean water. Similarly, atonement makes one's mind pure and destroys one's sin. We know that atonement is to become at one ment with God. As we are at one with God, as we are at one with the conscious awareness of God in us as us, we allow ourselves to stop sinning. Stop missing the mark. Stop failing. We are children and joint heirs with Christ, who told us that we could do the same that he did. Having that Christ awareness, the Christ consciousness, is something that is available to each and every one of us. It's a choice we have to make over and over again. If you know me well enough, you know that I am constantly affirming that let me get this right this time around. So I'm not reincarnating again, coming back into this world to learn over and over. I acknowledge that I make mistakes. but I acknowledge with each mistake that I make that I am growing and learning from it. My poem that I want to share is from Ella Wheeler Wilcox from the 19th century. He who possesses virtue at its best, or greatness in the true sense of the word, has one day started even with that herd, whose swift feet now speed, but at sin's behest. It is the same force in the human breast which make men gods or demons, if we gird those strong emotions by which we are stirred, with might of will and purpose, heights unguessed shall dawn for us. Or if we give them sway, we can sink down and consort with the lost. Or virtue is worth just the price it cost. Black sin is oft white truth that missed its way and wandered off in paths not understood. Twin born, I hold great evil and great good. My science of mind reading is entitled Bringing Forth from Within. Our first quote is from Mark Nepo, who says, meaning, truth and kindness are our constant teachers. They are flames that light the heart. Ernest Holmes from The Science of Mind says, until we awake to the fact that we are one in nature with God, we shall not find the way of life. Until we realize that our own word has the power of life, we will not see clearly. The author writes, when the Buddha was on his deathbed, so the story goes, his disciples were distraught at the prospect of his leaving them. His words to them were, be lamps unto yourselves. Be your own confidence. Hold the truth within yourselves as the only truth. We are true to ourselves when we bring forth what is within us. Raymond Charles Barker believed we are born with infinite wisdom. He said when he christened a baby, he marveled at the fact that this was a spontaneous creature with no limitations. Unfortunately, as we grow older, many of us develop limitations that imprison us. We forget that in spirit, nothing is lacking. When we awaken to that fact, we transform our lives because we open ourselves to the wisdom that is always available to us. Holmes wrote, we must trust that the power that started all things will start us on the right road. To me, that means asking myself, what matters in life? What is important to me? How do I choose to live? The answer to these questions determines the quality of our existence. When we recognize God as our center, there is no limit to what we can do and accomplish. Then these words from Eric Butterworth take on a deeper meaning. We are human in expression, but divine in creation and limitless in potentiality. I love those words by Eric Butterworth. I want to share it with you one more time. We are human in expression, but divine in creation and limitless in potentiality. I invite you, if you haven't already, to close your eyes as we go within for reflective meditation this morning. Always, I invite you to bring the attention to the breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." As we take the next three deep breaths in, let us be cognizant and conscious that we are breathing in the breath of life itself. Inhale, lower the diaphragm, extend the stomach, and breathe in the breath of God. Hold. Gently, slowly release. Inhale. Hold. For the third and final time, inhale. Hold. Now affirm, today I accept and expect only good. Knowing the truth leads me into a more abundant life. Today I affirm that with God all things are possible. I am conscious that the reality of my being is not separated from the divine. I am not only one with God, God is also one with me and one in me. Deliberately, I turn to this inner self, knowing that it has no problems. It is never poor, sick, weak, or unhappy. Persistently, I practice the divine presence. I enter the gates of good with praise and thanksgiving, finding joy and fulfillment in everything I do. Complete prosperity is mine. Good is forever flowing, eternally manifesting itself to me. My good flows to me from every source, because I recognize all sources as divine. My hands open to receive and remain open that they may again give out and thus multiply the divine gifts. Today, the truth leads me into the possession of everything necessary to my well-being here on earth. When I discover the inner kingdom with its spiritual gifts, the material gifts that shadow forth this inner kingdom will also make their appearance. I now forget any wrong that may have appeared in my outer world, and turning within with gratitude to that inner light, I think upon those things that are good. I no longer contend against people or events. In doing this, I become emancipated from my previous bondage. Today, everything in my experience is made new. Today, I expect and accept only good. Take a deep breath in as you allow that meditation to permeate within your entire being. To allow those words to be fulfilled in you, through you, as you. And now as we enter into our circle of prayer, you are invited to include anything or anyone that is in need of prayer at this time, including yourself. We affirm and know with all our heart and being that there is nowhere where God is not. The psalmist said that if he made his bed in the depths of the ocean, God was there. Or if he chose to dwell in the highest mountain, there also was God. Divine Mother, Father God, as we consciously come into your presence, seeking to release our so-called sins, our failures to make the goal, our missing the mark, as we surrender them now to you, seeking for the Christ awareness, the Christ mind, the Christ light to guide us in all our ways so that we may sin no more. And when we should fall short and when we should miss the mark, let us forgive ourselves and seek to learn and grow. Seek to come back to the remembrance that we are limitless, that we are one with you, that we need to express our divine perfection in and through all of life and our interactions and our experiences. Mother, Father, God, you made us in your image and likeness. That image and likeness is health and wholeness and wisdom and love and perfect and right expression. When we fall short of remembering that, touch our hearts and minds to bring us back into alignment and remembrance of who we are and whose we are, so that we might sin no more. Our teacher and way shower, our beloved Jesus, said that when we know the truth will set us free. So as we are setting ourselves free from the limitations of sin, we have a deeper awareness and understanding that it is not something that we should or need to be ashamed of, but simply an awareness where we have fallen short of our divine potential. as always, Mother, Father, God, as we are in this circle of prayer. Our teacher said that where two or three are gathered, there shall he be. And so in this circle of prayer, we know that whatever we are putting before you will be amplified. So we put our world and all sentient beings into this circle of prayer. For your grace, that is our sufficiency in all things, to supply the needs of each and every expression of your life. The winged, the fin, the hoof, the two-legged, the four-legged. Mother, Father, God, for all of the two-legged beings that are missing the mark, that are falling short of their divine expression and their divine potential, we ask that you bless and guide them as you continuously bless and guide us. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever grateful. So it is. Take a deep breath in as we do our movement prayer this morning. Stretch your hands towards the sky, wiggle your fingers, and affirm. I am one with all that is. Cross your hands, palms down over your heart, and affirm. I am love expressing in human form. Bring your hands as if in prayer in front of your lips, and affirm. I speak only words that uplift and are positive. Drop your hands to your sides, palms open, and affirm. I am grateful for every blessing in my life. Bend your elbows, make small circles with your wrists, and affirm. I release all limiting thoughts and beliefs. Take a deep breath in as I mute the phones for our affirmations and Buddhist reflections. Our affirmation. In this moment,
I ask myself
the question.
That guide me
to a richer life.
I open myself
to the ever available wisdom. And I remember.
My limitless potential.
Our Buddhist reflections. If anyone has hurt or harmed me.
If anyone has hurt or harmed me.
Knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word or deed.
Knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word or deed.
I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness.
I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness.
If I have hurt or harmed anyone, knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word or deed.
Knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word or deed.
I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I accept myself and I am free.
I accept myself and I am free.
May I feel protected and safe.
Contented and at peace. contented and at peace.
May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
May I be happy.
May I be happy.
May I be peaceful.
May I be peaceful.
May I be free.
May I be free.
May my friends be happy.
May my friends be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
May those that challenge me be happy.
May those that challenge me be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
May all beings be happy.
May all beings be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
Our prayer of intention. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly. I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly. Our rumination. Rumi says, beyond belief and knowing, good and evil, light and dark, is the realm of lovers. Set your gold on that field. So my closing benediction, we continue with the various interpretations of the Lord's Prayer. This one is by Fred F. Keep. Indwelling God, infused throughout all existence, we honor you with many names. Your realm is within the human heart. We accept life for all that it can be, on earth as throughout all creation. May we continue to draw sustenance from this earth, and may we receive forgiveness equal to our own. May we ever move from separation toward union, to live in grace with love in our hearts forever and ever. Amen. So my beloveds, as we come to the end of our Sunday Soul Connection, my closing song for you today is one that I came across and I'm absolutely in love with. It's by Toby Mack and Blessing Offer, and it's entitled The Goodness. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You made the rain, so when it falls on me, should I complain? I feel you calling me, it pulls me to stay. And really, just let you show, it's my roots that should grow, cause life is more than this moment. You are the light, so when the darkness falls, the great and high, they never seem so tall, not at all, you're right. It's my roots that should grow, you don't want to know what you're showing. Ain't no doubt about you, everywhere that I go. Still the words on the back of a coin. just make some noise.
You cover me, my defender, when you're rolling up your sleeve. You're the truth of the devil, but the captain free. The only thing that's ever chosen me. But I'm
leaving. Cause they keep trying to make your glory fade. But I ain't really sweating what they say.
Ain't no doubt about you. Ways that you love me, you're a good, you're a good, you're a goodness.
Through the good and the bad and the ugly, I can still feel the sunshine above me. But I love all the ways that you love me. You're a good, you're a good, you're a good.
You're a good, you're a good, you're a good, you're a good,
you're a good,
you're a good,
you're a good,
you're a good, you're a good,
you're a good,
you're a good.
Mac and blessing of her, you're the goodness. Beloved, I wish you a very blessed and happy week, and I look forward to joining you next Sunday for Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. Peace and blessings.